I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Nine police agents working together to find out who's been firing shots along Interstate 96 between Weberville and Wixom. At a press conference in East Lansing, Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth says police have received over 100 tips so far. A sketch of the suspect was released this week by Wixom police of a thin white man with close-cropped hair and stubble. Most of the incidents have been in Wixom and Oakland counties, while seven incidents have been happening in Ingham County and others were in Shiawassee County. While prosecutors considering filing neglect charges in the death of a severely obese woman, she was found last week bedridden and lying in her own filth. She died this week at St. John McComb Oakland Hospital. The Oakland County Medical Examiner's Office says the woman weighed 360 pounds when she died. Fire and police had first said that they believed she weighed about 500 when they removed a wall to get her out of the apartment. Emergency crews had to don biohazard suits when they took her out. Well, two former staff members for former Congressman Thad McCotter have been bound over for trial in Livonia. Former Deputy District Director Don Yao-Chang and former District Director Paul Seawald are facing multiple charges for allegedly falsifying petition signatures to get the congressman on the 2012 ballot. Campaign submitted just 230 valid signatures. McCotter said earlier this month in court that his staff had assured him they had more than 2,000 signatures prior to the filing. State officials say an insect-spread deer disease has been found in at least 29 Michigan counties and is to blame for the deaths of more than 10,400 deer in the state. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources announced new figures Monday on the illness. It's called epizootic hemorrhagic disease. The virus causes extensive internal bleeding and is transmitted by a type of biting fly called a midge. The disease is not a threat to humans. The DNR says it expects hunters will find more dead deer. It wants people to continue to report those sightings. You can do that online by filling out a form. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.